to another Friday episode of The Effective Statistician. And today we will talk about one thing that really, really bothers me, and that is the inability for many of us to convince others because people don't understand the difference between benefits and features of service, product, a process, or whatever they want others to convince about. It is about what they get from it. So these are the benefits and not what you do about it or the specifics and all these kind of different things. These are all the features. Or in other words, the benefits is why you're doing it, and the features are what you're doing and how you're doing it. And people that want to be convinced are really interested in the benefits. They are not interested in the features. Or maybe they ask about this then in the second step. But first, they are interested in the benefits. So let's give you an example. Yeah, I'm organizing this conference in fall this year, and this is the first conference that will also have contributed sessions that I organize. And as that comes also with a lot of additional work, I'm looking for volunteers to help with this conference. By the way, if you're interested in volunteering, then just send a message to conference@theeffectivestatistician.com and connect there that you want to volunteer. Or if you want to contribute to this conference as an 80-minute speaker, or maybe you want to have a complete session, a 90 or 60-minute session, or you want to do a workshop, a 90-minute workshop there, then you're also more than welcome to submit something to conference@theeffectivestatistician. Now, going back to the volunteers, yeah, when I talk about volunteers and I want to convince volunteers to help with this conference, then I first talk about the benefits of being a volunteer. And so I talk, for example, about networking, that people can connect with leading professionals, speakers, and other volunteers in the field of statistics. And that will be fun and exciting and interesting. And people will have skill development. Yeah, they will get a lot of experience from helping in this event. They will get a lot of in touch with me and learn about how to organize such an event, how to communicate things about it, and how teams can work really successful in a virtual setting to set up such a big event. And another benefit is that every volunteer gets complimentary access to all the things around the conference. Yeah, so this conference has basically two tiers. There is a free tier. Yeah, so then you can get access to the networking space and also some selected presentations. If you want to get the full access to all presentations and all recordings and all the fun, then there's a little fee involved. And this fee actually increases over time as there is more information about the conference. So the more and the earlier you buy with less information, the lower the price. And so the more you already know, the higher the certainty, the higher the price. So that is one thing. Then, of course, the last thing that volunteers will get is a certificate about the participation and the help and all of that. So that is another benefit. Now, these are benefits. These are not features. Features is now what they are doing, how they are doing. For example, let's say help with a workshop people that run a workshop and assist them and show them all the different things and talk them through the technical details. Or that they help with networking experiences, that they guide the attendees through the networking space, interact with them, help with any questions that may come up, connect the people, that part. Or that they help with some kind of technical setup, yeah, that they have run through any kind of things with speakers so that everything runs smoothly at the conference. Yeah, so these are the how and the what to do, but these are not why people should do it. The why are the benefits. So be very clear in your mind when you want to convince someone about a new statistical analysis, a different design, a new procedure. What's in it for them? What are the benefits? And it's not that you think it's cool. It needs to be something for them. So understand the difference between benefits and features. And first, concentrate on the benefits. And then you can also talk about the features. But never, ever leave out the benefits. I find it quite interesting that even more senior people don't understand this difference, and that makes it really difficult for them to actually explain the value that they create. Because value is created and explained in the benefits. Value is not explained in the what you do and how you do it, but why you do it. You don't create value by designing a study. That is not your value contribution. You design, you know, an adaptive design is not a value proposition. A value proposition of an adaptive design compared to a non-adaptive design is that it has a potential to be faster, to be cheaper, to be more effective, to have less patience in it. These are benefits. Adaptivity in itself is not a benefit. Another benefit could be that this is interesting and the person you're working with, the physician you're working with, is maybe really into peer recognition and want to be seen as innovative. Then innovation and the peer recognition associated with these innovative approaches, that is also a benefit. So benefits really depend on the eye of the beholder. So you always need to customize it to the specific person, to the specific audience you talk to. So never ever mess up the difference between benefits and features. And with that, have fun for the weekend. And if you want to volunteer for the conference or if you want to sign up for the conference, please do that now. The price will increase by 1st of June, when we will announce lots of further things that are coming, including potentially already the first keynote speakers. So, until then, have a great time and enjoy your weekend.